what? How far? Is this door still open? Can we still be something? It takes them a longer time to kind of process. So there are some levels and some phases of the heartbreak that they are now dealing with at that point. And men are more courageous. Men are more, you know, saying, I'm going to go back. I want to ask her out again, you know. So they would actually make that move, right?
Welcome to Relationship Recipes, where Krimkat helps you build a thriving relationship by leading you to becoming your best self.
Hello, welcome back to episode 90. Can you imagine, guys? This is Relationship Recipes and this is Krimkat, and this is episode 90. I can't even believe we've come this far, guys. Almost 2 years of sharing wholesome content, and it's been nothing short of amazing. Thank you so much for sticking with me. It really means a lot. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for leaving reviews, for ratings. We are not there yet, but we are getting there, and we're going to get there at the what speed of light. I'm really so happy with the progress we've made. I'm so grateful for the support I receive, for your consistency, for listening to me. It's a whole lot of commitment, and I mean, there are millions of podcasts out there, but you're here and you're listening to me, and for a lot of you, you have been listening to me for a while, so thank you. I do not take it for granted. Thank you. Chef's kiss, guys. It is the fourth episode of our series, Handling Heartbreaks Well. And I am really excited with what we've been able to talk about. Last week, I said I've been touching tables that are shaking already. But then I think they are just conversations that needed to be had. And people really did not even know how to navigate it. And having those conversations just really like gave them some light. And I'm happy for that. So this particular episode, we're talking about how to navigate a possible reunion. So what I'm talking about is, you have broken up with this person, you had a heartbreak, you cried, and now they want to come back, or you have the possibility of going back to having a relationship. How do you navigate that? Fam, most often than not, one party returns a while after the breakup, wanting to get back together. This is not a strange thing, as in it's not something that is strange. It happens almost always. I think I've been in a couple of relationships, and of all of those relationships, I think 80, what am I saying, 80, actually 100% of the time, one party came back wanting to have a relationship. And it's not a bragging situation. I don't think it is. If you ask me, I think it is a phase in the breakup, right? It's a phase in the whole dealing with heartbreak stuff. And it is what they call it, it's more common. It's actually men that do it the most. Men are the ones that often go back and say they want to go back to the relationship. And why I think men do this the most is, if you even listen to men, they'll tell you, if you have broken up with somebody, watch out, that guy is going to come back. You know, he's going to come back wanting to have a relationship. That's almost always how men are. And I think it's because they do not process heartbreaks the way women do, and they do not process it immediately. So for women, I think the moment that breakup happens, they are hit with the reality in that moment. For men, I don't know if they are living in denial or they are living under a rock, but it just doesn't start to sink. And oftentimes, it always feels like the gap, I have seen from experience and from even coaching others, that the gap is from like 3 to 6 months. It takes for the man to now realize that, wait, what? And they are trying to come back and say, you know what? How far? Is this door still open? Can we still be something? It takes them a longer time to kind of process. So there are some levels and some phases of the heartbreak that they are now dealing with at that point. And men are more courageous. Men are more, you know, saying, I'm going to go back. I want to ask her out again, you know. So they would actually make that move, right? So it's not a weird thing. For me, thinking about it as I record this podcast is when I even realized that 100 out of 100 times, they've come back saying they want to go back to a relationship. So it's not even a peculiar situation. It's actually something I think is quite common, right? So now, when you say you want to go back, it can be a good thing and it can be a bad thing. I know people who were in a relationship, broke up, came back together and are married. I know people, and I'm happily married. Let me go back and say that. Happily married. And I know people who were in a relationship, came back, it ended up messier than it was in the beginning, right? So what are the factors that kind of tell you that, okay, if I go back to this relationship, I'm actually not going to end up regretting that I did? Or if I go back to this relationship, it's going to end up well? What are the factors that really point you in that direction? You know, what is going to make me know that I can make that step of faith, I can go ahead with this relationship, it's not going to flop? I think the first thing is, why did you end the relationship? Why did you end it? Most of the time, if you ended it for a solid reason, then going back is not usually going to be wise. Do you understand? A lot of times, like 60-70%, going back is fueled by emotion and not rational decision. So it's not as if you sat down and thought about this whole thing and all of that. As I said, there's a phase in the breakup, in the heartbreak, will I say flow, that you want to go back and you're trying to get back that person. For a lot of women, they have that phase immediately the breakup is happening, so they are trying to fix it as the breakup is happening. Do you understand? They are trying to say, I can't lose this person. Are you sure there's something that we cannot do? Let's give it a little bit more try, let's give it a little bit more time or something, and they're trying to fix it then and then. But for some men, for most men, the way their brain works and the way their psychology works actually takes more time for them to process and even get to that phase where they are trying to get. So they are now trying to go back to the relationship at that point. Do you understand? So it is usually fueled by emotion a lot of times. That whole urge to go back to the relationship, it's not necessarily because you think that, okay, I didn't do well, this person is really good, I believe this person is for me, and I'm willing to make a go, another go at it. It's not really that. It's just emotions, feelings, and just that, this person is good, blah, 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 blah. And you're just reminiscing on good times, old times, and, you know, you went for a wedding, you're feeling mushy, you now hit them up. You know, I used to make this joke with my friends. I'm like, see, this one is hitting me up. I'm sure he attended the wedding today. You understand? So, going back, why did you really end the relationship? Are you being filled by emotions? Are you being filled by emotional needs? Maybe you're in a place where you're just needy. For some women, check your calendar. Are you ovulating? Yes. Is that why you are now behaving extra and thinking you want to go back to your relationship with this person? Right? So you want to understand, why did you end the relationship in the first place? For some people, the reason they ended the relationship in the first place kind of provides them a platform not to close the door. I don't know how to put it. Maybe they felt they were not in the right place for a relationship. They felt they were not ready. That's different. Or maybe they felt that, they were not going in the same direction. Maybe somebody wanted to jump out, somebody wanted to remain, and so they now ended up the relationship. And now they find themselves have both jumped into the same country. What is stopping them from going back? Do you understand? That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about when you were probably being abused, or when you felt, you know, somebody broke your trust, or when you felt you would not get the best of life with this person. Those are very different issues and they're very deep, and you have to actually pay attention to them separately. But when you have illegitimate reasons, or emotions are just leading you, right, you also want to discern that and just put it by the side. But there are some times where the reason why you broke up is not a bad thing. So you actually want to, you can actually reconsider going back into that relationship, right? If fidelity was the reason, don't even be considering, leave it. I know that people can recover from infidelity, but if you cannot handle it, it takes a whole lot. right? If you cannot handle it, maybe they're abusing you, emotional abuse, verbal abuse, serial cheating on you, please be a good gentleman, walk away, right? Walk away. So the second reason is it's like the first, which is like why you broke up. You know, the first thing I said is that a lot of times people go back because of emotional reasons. Why did they break up in the first place? Why are they here now? Are they in any form of thing that is causing their hormones to be spiking, right? The second reason is why they broke up. Why you broke up will always be a solid reason to determine whether or not you can or cannot go back, as I said. The third thing is who the person is now and who you are now. That is, you know, that will kind of determine the results that you will process, you will get if you proceed. So now you want to ask, has this person changed? Are they still the same person that they were? Do they have the things that they used to do? Are they still doing them? The things that made me leave them, are they still in the person's life? You want to know you now. Maybe you broke up because you know they hear word gara gara fool your body. You want to know, have I changed? Can I still handle a relationship? Am I in that space? You want to be very clear, do you understand, with understanding if there is a level of maturity that has now come into the relationship that can enable both of you handle it. Because if you have not matured, if you're still the same old people, you will still have the same old results, right? So nothing changed about you, no magic happened. But if you can see the change in that person and you can notably say, oh, I've grown, you know, I'm not the person I used to be three years ago. Different things have changed. I've become more matured. I've become more responsible. Maybe you were living la vida loca. You never were responsible. You were eating daddy's money. But now you have your own. You do your business. You're making money. You're more responsible. You're living life in a more responsible way. And maybe that was one of the reasons that was causing issues between you and this person and even ended up the relationship. Now, if that person is coming back into the picture and you have changed and this person is even more mature and they can see that you've changed, that's a whole different ballgame. It kind of is not a bad place to want to reconsider a relationship, right? So who the person is and who you are now will determine the results if you move forward. Number four is, have you healed? See, this is not even a matter of healing from just what any form of relationships. Have you healed from the breakup with this person? Because even if you've not healed from breakup with this person, you automatically going back to a relationship is not going to fix it. There are things that this person has done, right, that you are still holding. You need to heal from those things. You need to come to terms with some things. You need to be able to build trust. And if you have not done those things, it's going to be hard, because even if you think, oh, I love them, I still have feelings and I'm still ready to move forward, if you've not settled the skeletons, you will go back and there will still be nightmares. So you want to make sure you have healed. You've healed from this person, you've healed from the wounds that your previous relationship had, and you've kind of reconciled some very critical differences. That is what is going to be the stepping stone or the springboard for you to say, okay, maybe I think I can go back and I can have a relationship with this person. So it's very important to establish that. Have you really healed? Now, sometimes this thing is successful, as I said. It is not always a bad thing. I know a couple of people who broke up, as in broke up, ended things. In fact, some went ahead to have another relationship, but they came back and they had a relationship and it worked. It is a matter of certain things. Number one is growth. If you don't grow from who you used to be, automatically you would recreate your past results. So you need to grow. If you grow, then that can say, okay, you will not have the same results that you had in the past. Maybe you were childish, maybe you were immature. So if you grow, if you mature, you can now predict that you would have different results. If you're able to change those characteristics, those features in your life that just made you behave anyhow and just made you have certain kind of results in your relationship, then you can now say, okay, I can make a go at this and I can expect different results if I have matured and this person has matured as well. The second thing is perspective. Perspectives are always so powerful. If you approach it from the same perspective, you would most likely have the same results. You have to see things from different eyes. You have to see things from a different place, and you have to be ready to do things differently, right? So perspectives matter. You have to have the right perspective and you have to be mature. I think those are two very cardinal things that will come to fore if you want to reunite after you have broken up and after, you know, this person broke your heart. You want to ensure that you're mature, you have a better perspective, and what I will never, you know, compromise on is that you have healed. Healing is so important, guys. Anybody, any human being, any adult that wants to really make headway in their life, in their career, in their relationships, has to take healing of the soul seriously. You cannot walk around with baggage and trauma and expect to be the highest version of yourself. You want to give yourself the great good gift called healing. So I hope you've learned some wisdom from this podcast and it has brought you some light. You can please send me feedback, send me questions, leave your comments in the Spotify question and answer box. And I think Apple has something similar as well. Hey, please share this with somebody that you know needs to hear it. You know that person. Yeah, send it to them. So you want to share the podcast, leave some ratings and some reviews, and I'll be really, really happy and grateful that you did so. So this is me leaving you with love and a whole lot of light and wishing you the very best in your love life. Bye for now.